20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hey, welcome to a Football Thursday. Vic Carucci with you for this hour of Browns talk, and we've got a good one for you tonight. We have got with us the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, breaking down the conclusion of the OTAs. They wrapped up today, the third and final practice of this week, and the ninth and final practice since the OTAs began. So we'll analyze what we saw out on the practice field today. We will also take a national view, and this guy was out here last week. He spent a couple of days in Berea, Clark Judge from CBSSports.com. So I wanted to get him on the show to get his takes on what he saw. You always like to hear from people who are dispassionate, who are giving you that big picture national perspective on the local team. We'll do that. And you're going to hear from one of the Browns rookies, Leon McFadden. Their cornerback sat down with Jameer Howerton to talk about his really first couple of weeks of action on the field. Now he's getting acclimated with that and has some thoughts about how that's going for him so far. Right now, though, let's hear from the head coach of the Browns who addressed the media after the final practice today.
We've had a good week of OTAs this week and really have focused on some situations and situational football. We worked some of our short yardage, worked some of our goal line. We'll be working some of that tomorrow. The four-minute situation, and then a backed-up situation. So we've got good work on that. I've been pleased with the focus, again, with these guys. We've thrown a lot at them. That's been by design that we've put a lot on their plates in teaching and throwing a lot at them and seeing how they apply it and are able to apply it out here on the field in the OTA setting. Obviously, we're finishing up with OTAs this week. Next week, we won't be installing anything new for the mini camp, so we'll just be working through the mini camp with the same things that we've done, give those guys a chance to go out and execute and play fast and be able to see how they can do that. And then obviously from the next step would be training camp, and that's where we get a chance to really work the physical part of football and the techniques and the fundamentals that we want to work on. So that's really where we're at. Again, I've been pleased with all, as looking at the OTAs as a whole, with the progress that we've been able to make, looking forward to mini camp and really looking forward to when we can put the pads on in training camp. I guess on a side note, with Jim Brown, him being back with the organization, really excited about that. Had a chance and got a chance to get to know Jim when I was here before, and a fantastic person and all the things that he's done for the Browns, for the community, and a lot of communities around the country. It says a lot about the type of person he is, and certainly I'm excited about him being back here and being with a part of the Browns.
Shut up.
I'll take any questions.
How's Richardson doing? Is he coming along?
Good, coming along.
Okay.
Coming along. So we'll just wait and see till we get closer to minicamp next week and see what his participation level will be at that time. Again, we're being conservative with him.
Gotcha. Is there any concern, though? I mean, he's had a history of injuries. Is there any concern with that? I mean, it's a position where guys are going to get banged up and whatever.
I'm not concerned. Especially I think he's healthy. I know he's healthy from all the things from this past season, and this is just something that we're working through, and he'll be fine.
When you heard you played at a high level, when you heard that he played with two broken ribs last year, does that say a lot about him?
It does. I mean, you obviously have to be a tough guy, a real competitor, and that's the way I see him.
What have you seen out of a couple guys behind him? Materio and Obi are both out there with the ones that look like.
It's been good that those guys have had a chance to be able to work with the first group, and Materio really is a different style than Trent. Is a good companion type guy to him. He's a slasher, really good vision. Again, it's hard to tell when you're in pads or when you're not in pads, and it's a very controlled tempo, more like an assignment period, what you're doing right now. But then Deion really has had a good, this last week has really stepped it up and done well catching the ball and doing some things in the passing game. And I think those guys are getting more comfortable with the offense.
All right. And that was Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, talking about the wrapping up of OTA practices this week and his big picture thoughts on that. But got some questions, understandably, about Trent Richardson, who missed his second week of workout since developing that muscle pull area, whatever it was, in the lower part of his leg, in the shin part of his leg. And that is something that's kept him off the field. He talked with reporters about that, generally saying that he doesn't think it's a big problem and he's going to be fine. It doesn't see himself as injury prone. But those questions are going to be asked for a guy who missed so much time last year, who dealt with those injuries, both the knee surgery that he underwent in the preseason, the arthroscopic surgery, and then, of course, had that rib issue that bugged him. But we'll see. We'll see where this goes with Trent Richardson. Want to get into some thoughts with Jim Donovan about that as well. Your thoughts, always welcome to this show. And by the way, too, you heard the head coach talk about next week will be mandatory mini camp for a three-day period of next week. All of those, I believe, are open to the media, so you'll hear a lot about those next week. And then after that is done, pretty much from a football standpoint, players involved with workouts, things will be shut down until the start of training camp. Pretty standard scheduling the way it works around the National Football League, where most teams will be wrapping up what they're doing in off-season workouts the first part of June, and then everything goes kind of dark from that standpoint through the start until the start of training camp in the end of July. This is from Twitter, from Steven. He says, why is Bernie Kosar not a member of the Brown staff? Player personnel, question mark, and he hashtags it with hire Bernie. Well, I mean, the simple answer I can give you is that, or the most direct, is that the people who run this football team put together their player personnel department based on their history with each other. It started with the fact that Joe Banner, as CEO, had worked previously with Michael Lombardi, knew his work, was familiar with what he did. They worked together for a time in Philadelphia during the nearly 20 years that Joe Banner was there. So he has some definite ideas, Banner does, on how the player personnel structure should be and who he wanted in charge of it. So he brings in Lombardi to be his general manager, and that's their view, their perspective on how it's done. This is not to say that Bernie Kosar doesn't offer useful thoughts on player personnel or insights on what makes a good player or not. I think he does, but that's why we utilize him as much as we can from a Browns media standpoint on this radio show, the work he's done, of course, with preseason television games on KYC with Jim Donovan during the preseason. You get those insights, and certainly you can hear from people like, for instance, Mike Mayock at NFL Network. A lot of people have said, hey, that guy should be a general manager because he's so insightful and offers such good thoughts and opinions and seems to know his stuff when it comes to assessing college players, as he does before the draft. People utilize his rankings and such and see them as, I'm going to say gospel, but certainly they see them as carrying a lot of weight. With Bernie, I know he's got that definite interest and depth in it, but you don't force things like this. Either they happen because there is that connection and feeling that this is the right place and right role for him, or it's not. And in terms of the Browns, it's not viewed as an anti-Bernie position. It is viewed as, this is how we're doing it, this is who we know that does it, and you go about it accordingly. And I know this is brought up in light of Jim Brown getting appointed the special advisor role announced yesterday, but it's the right thing to, you know, bring Jim back to the organization. And I think Bernie has had this presence, again, on this show especially, but in Browns media somewhat in general, and it's been a good thing. And, you know, I want it and hope for it to continue with Bernie, because he's quite an asset in that area. All right, we have got, in a couple of minutes, a conversation coming up with the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. We're going to talk about watching OTA practices out here today in Berea. Vic Carucci with you on a football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Liberty's Memorial Day event has been extended. Save thousands with deals like 0% financing for 60 months, plus no payments for 90 days on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or get $11,000 off MSRP of a new F-150. Or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. Liberty guarantees financing. And nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Spokane, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
We're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Stop.
They all having a good time out there.
Now let's keep it moving to the West Coast with Bud Light. Stop. Let's take it down south. Got it. Bud Light, together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, neighbor, do you have Craftsman tools?
I've got tons of Craftsman. Everything from wrenches to power drills to lawnmowers. In fact, come by this Saturday. We're giving away Craftsman bottle openers to the first 50 people.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. A neighbor with all the best brands, like Craftsman. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
With coupon available in-store or at acehardware.com. No purchase necessary. Limit one. Valid at participating stores June 1st only.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo! Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of four Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 6-1 installation requires. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. On this beautiful football Thursday edition, it was beautiful out on the field today in Berea. It just felt like a training camp day, absolutely. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Joined now by the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. Jim, OTA's wrapping up today. Team will go to minicamp next week, and then that'll be it for the offseason. How do you feel about the progress that you've seen from the first OTA practice you watched through today's practice?
Well, I will go in the person of Brandon Whedon, and Whedon looks much better and much different than he did a couple of weeks ago when we started this process of coming in once a week and visiting the Browns on a Thursday afternoon, because a couple of weeks ago, Brandon was really hiccuping a lot, and the ball was on the ground as much as it was in a receiver's hands. And I looked at him today, and he had a lot of bounce, he had a lot of rhythm, and I think that then translates into confidence, and I think knowledge, a little bit more knowledge every week of the offense. And I think the coaching that he is getting, or all the quarterbacks are getting, but him specifically, if we focus in on him, I think is really something to see and hear.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Because we're very, hearing it out there a lot. Yeah.
Very vocal.
Very vocal, yeah.
North Turner definitely being heard. But you know, to your point about the early hiccups and some struggles, and then looking smoother, sharper
much
as it's
better
gone along. I think, too, and Rob Jedzinski touched on this, I think, too, that's a result of the installation process. They're getting a lot thrown at
right
them, all of them, but I think it's especially tough on the quarterbacks. They're getting force-fed a lot of new offense, and I think it's understandable that it takes some time to digest.
Yeah, and I just can't, I don't know if I can put into words accurately how much better Whedon looks, and so the installation, I think, is going smoothly. Now the goal, and Brandon touched on this after practice today, now the goal is to be ready for July and hit the ground running. I don't think they want to be, you know, taking any steps back and going, hey, listen, all right, let's stop. We don't have this. Let's start this all over again, because I think they realize they have a lot of work in front of them, and I think that they feel they've gotten a lot done, but they want to hit the ground running. Everything going forward once they get the pads on in July, because after all, this is flag football. Joe Hayden called it flag football today, and he's not far wrong from that. And I think that's what that's the goal. I think they're on the way to achieving that.
You say July for training camp. It felt like a July day.
It did, yes.
They're out there, which I think is a good thing. And even though they don't have the weight of pads on that would add to the discomfort, if you will, of being under these conditions, I think it's good that they're under these conditions, and I think they're a better conditioned football team. I don't see a lot of guys dragging out there, because I think for the most part, the conditioning work that Brad Rohl has done is showing up on the field. There's a heavy emphasis on cardiovascular, a lot of stressing of running, and I think these guys are starting to see the benefits of that on a day like today.
Yeah, definitely. Really muggy out there today, a training camp day. I said to somebody on the media sidelines there, this was like a two practice day, and you're in the middle of that 2:30 start of the second session. I mean, real thick humidity out there today. And you're right, they're really moving up and down the field on both sides of the ball. That's good to see, and it's also good to see not a populated group of Browns players on the sidelines with a lot of nagging injuries, so that you know really hammers home your point about the conditioning. And that's good, because that probably, it happens in every NFL camp, is going to happen in this camp too, but you just want to minimize it as much as possible, because when you start losing time, I think that comes back and it really haunts you once you start preseason games.
And since you brought up the topic of injuries, the more notable one out there, the most notable, is Trent Richardson, not out with that calf strain that bothered him last week. Rob Jasinski saying not sure exactly of what his availability will be for minicamp next week. They're going to make a determination, I guess, early in the week. I don't mind not seeing him running around now. The concern I have, though, is that this is a problem now, right?
Bingo.
And then you wonder, okay, is it something that is just going to be for now and go away? Is it going to linger? Because this is a guy that I do want to see, especially through training camp, have a full camp on his hand. He didn't have that last year with the knee surgery.
No, didn't have anything at all. You're right. And I'm hearing that, Vic, from Browns fans who come up to me during the week after the OTAs and people hear that he's not practicing again. And there's some concern there, I think, by Browns fans. And
FedEx guy, too.
Yeah, FedEx guy coming up, UPS guys coming up, and saying, hey, listen, you know, is he okay? Or is this the way this is going to be with him? Is he going to be a player that struggles to get through practice? And I hope it isn't, because, again, Whedon touched on that today, that, hey, listen, we need 33 on the field. But the only good thing about this right now, if there is a good thing, is that we're not at a point where we're really hitting the running game at all. I mean, they're not in pads, and, you know, we're not seeing them hand the ball off, and there's no tackling or hitting. I mean, we're seeing running backs get out in the flat, make catches, get out, you know, and make catches down the field, but we're not really, you know, there's nothing physical about it. But, I mean, you know, you're right. I mean, that was the concern last year, and I think we saw Trent get off to a slow start once the regular season started, and it was understandable because he didn't work out at all during the training camp because of the knee problem. So I hope it's not a problem. I mean, we really do.
Yeah, I think that's the concern, is that is it going to be an issue? Other than that, I'm good with limiting the amount of work he gets overall, because he's going to be a very active guy, obviously, during the course of the season. If there's good news to this, seeing for this coaching staff, seeing what Montario Hardesty is all about, these guys, this group, seeing to know him a little bit better, Chris Obanaya, which I think there's some basic faith there that he can do what he can do. They bring aboard Brandon Jackson, and then you get a Deion Lewis in the mix.
I tell you what, I really enjoyed watching Lewis.
He's impressive.
Yeah, he really does. He can cut an edge and get an angle on somebody and then use his speed. You know, the thing about Hardesty is, for the first couple of years when he came in here, he was kind of like Richardson. I mean, he was always, you know, he was hurt. He had a knee problem right away when he came out of Tennessee. He had injuries before that at Tennessee. So he was very limited, and we always waited for him. And then, of course, we had that awful night in his rookie year in the last preseason game when they wanted him to finally get in there, and he suffered an ACL injury, and he lost that entire year. But in the last couple of years now, you know, because they have really taken care of Richardson because of his injuries, Hardesty has had a double workload to get ready. So you're right. We are really finding out if he is going to fit on this team finally because of the workload he's getting. And he's very visible out there. It's a, you know, we said last year was a big camp, and it's even a bigger camp for him this year as we approach it.
Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We talked about the vocal coaching, and especially North Turner, who is heard out there on the field today, chastising and correcting and doing what he has to do. And it seems to be a contrast in style. Rob Chudzinski, much more of that CEO overseer, right? He seems more comfortable in that. And Norv gets right into it. I guess that's really how it should be. The coordinator is more the nitty-gritty, and the head coach should be more the overseer.
Yeah, because I can remember when Rob came in here and was the offensive coordinator, you know, he was pretty vocal as he was installing his offense with the likes of Charlie Fry and Derek Anderson and Winslow and Braylon Edwards and the like. So it is a role reversal. It's funny because I was talking to Joe Hayden after practice today, and he said that Norv Turner even warns the defensive backs as they're coming out onto the practice field, hey, listen, we're going after you today. He went up to young McFadden, the kid, the rookie out of San Diego State, and said, hey, Leon, we're coming after you today. Got a couple of double moves that we've put in, and we're gonna see what you got. So, boy, I'll tell you what, you know, that's great. That's terrific. I think the more you do that, the better prepared they're going to be. We talked about this last week, how maybe the Browns defense will, the Browns offense will be better prepared seeing this 3-4 defense of Ray Horton day in and day out for their opponents once they get on the field against the opposition.
No, I think it's a good thing, and I think it's especially good for a Joe Hayden, where you look at him as the best cornerback the Browns have, so opponents look at him that way each game, and therefore often stay away from him and attack the other side, whoever that is, Sheldon Brown or Buster Screen or whoever it might be. And I think for him to get that kind of work in this camp is good for Joe to keep Joe sharp.
Yeah, Joe said a very mature thing this afternoon after practice to me, and he said, I think I blew a chance to be an elite defensive back in the NFL and recognized as such last year when he took the 4-game suspension. Now, he missed another game because of injury, but he missed 4 games because of a mistake in judgment, and it hurt the team, but it really hurt him because I thought last year he was ready to be recognized as a great young elite corner in the NFL. But it was an incomplete because of the missed time. So I think he said, listen, I think this is the year. It's got to be the year because it was a blown opportunity by me, and it was on me, and it happened last year. That's good.
Yeah, and I think he looks at this defense, Jim, too, as an opportunity that will give him more chances to be around the ball. I think that whole zone coverage concept works for him. The man-to-man thing in Dick Geron's 4-3, while he handled it, wasn't really a defense that he felt that he loved because it didn't give him a chance to build up numbers.
Yeah, and I love when the play goes to him. So, I'm comfortable anytime as we watch the Browns defense play that, you know, you teams are going to have to go towards Joe Hayden. I think that at sometimes can be at least an equalizer, if not an advantage for the Browns defense, because I think he's that good.
Jim Brown is back in the Browns organization, Jim. They announced it yesterday, and the role of special advisor is the title. Sounds like he'll be involved with players quite a bit. It seems the area, his comfort zone, communicating with players and being that maybe whatever it is. I don't know if the word is liaison, but certainly someone who is a presence
offering
that wisdom.
It's Jim Brown.
How big of a thing is that?
Well, I think it's a good thing. I think people like seeing him around. I think he represents, you know, the greatest. I mean, you know, and when you define football players, certainly running back, you know, this guy's got a mystique about him that is, it's just there. There's an aura about having Jim Brown. I think Browns fans are comfortable, you know, when he's around and seeing him because he's just got a presence, even at age 77. We were playing the tape back at the television station last night, and we were going to pick out a snippet of what we were going to play on the news. And as he was talking, I mean, I was under the desk. You know, I mean, he...
Yeah, he still brings
And let me tell you, Vic, there's a lot under my desk for me to squeeze under there because of what Jim Brown was saying. Says to me that if I'm a young player and Jim Brown comes up to me and puts that big arm around me and says, hey, listen, this is the way you should do it, I'm going to listen.
Yeah, the fact that it's 50-plus years between him and most of the guys in that locker room isn't a factor. I think you listen when a guy like that talks. And don't you think, too, that these guys understand what he's about? I mean, they don't need a long, hard history lesson to
No, they don't need to go to
Jim Brown.
They don't need to go to Wikipedia about him. I mean, I think that, you know, to even the youngest player coming into the NFL right now, they still understand what Jim Brown did and who he is and how he should be regarded. I think it's an instant. It's funny when you see a young player meet him because it's almost like they melt a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, that cockiness goes away from them. The cell phone is put away.
You're right, right, right.
And you listen to Jim Brown.
No texting, you're listening.
And the simplest answer is, why do you listen to him? Well, because he's Jim Brown. That's why.
Yeah. And I think kudos to the organization for recognizing a chance to kind of right or wrong because that's really what this was. How it got that way, hey, it takes two to get there. So so you could say maybe Jim Brown was as culpable for some of how he handled things as was the organization. But the bottom line is the organization did not look good for two plus years to have the most iconic player in their history on the outside.
Yeah, it was a disconnect that needed to be connected again. Yeah. You're right. And it has been righted. And I think he's happy about it. And I know the Browns are too. And I think the fans are.
All right, Jim, thank you so much.
Good to be with you.
We'll hook up again next week. He is Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. He joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we have got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty's Memorial Day event has been extended. Save thousands with deals like 0% financing for 60 months, plus no payments for 90 days on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or get $11,000 off MSRP of a new F-150. Or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. Liberty guarantees financing. And nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that's why they named the street after me. They say spring is a time for love. And I hope they are right, because I'm meeting a blind date at Bonefish Grill. We exchange awkward hellos as our server deftly arrives with Hawaiian martinis. With island flavors of coconut and desert pear, each sip is as surprising as the fact that she actually resembles her profile picture. We share white tuna street tacos for $8.90. With each delectable bite of seared albacore and crispy wontons, I almost start to believe in this love business. Next, the deluxe mixed grill for $18.90 with delicious sirloin steak, tender scallops, and shrimp. I know I've found at least one amazing catch tonight.
Celebrate moms, dads, and grads with dinner or gift card. Buy $50 in gift cards and get a $10 bonus card free. Visit bonefishgrill.com for details.
Gift card? More like best present ever. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Hey, Cleveland. Get going to the Get-Go Scan and Drive giveaway to win a grand prize Ford Escape or free gas for a year. Plus, we'll be awarding $25 every week at every Get-Go location. Scan your Giant Eagle Advantage card. Fill up with at least 10 gallons and you're automatically entered to win. Go to GetGo to play, now through July 11th. No purchase necessary. Must be a resident of Pennsylvania, Ohio, or West Virginia and 18 or over to participate. Sweepstakes begins on 5/30/2013 and ends on 7/11/2013. Additional terms and restrictions apply. For entry without purchase, see official rules at get-go.com. Void where prohibited.
Does fuel economy give you a little thrill you don't admit to?
Ever banned food consumption in your vehicle? Anonymous door dings make you feel mankind really isn't so advanced? You must be a new Lincoln owner. Yes, an occasional tingle of excitement is natural, given your 2013 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid has best-in-class city fuel economy with an EPA-estimated 45 city miles per gallon. The equally compelling cabin, dressed in premium leather-trimmed seats, does oblige you to keep food and drink in its place. And that doubt about your fellow man? Your favorite music playing through the available THX2 certified audio system confirms there is still much to be said for the human spirit.
The Lincoln Sales Event. Right now, get an exceptional offer on the all-new 2013 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid. Only at the Lincoln Sales Event. On now. EPA estimated rating of 45 city, 45 highway, 45 combined MPG. Actual mileage will vary. Class is luxury midsize sedans. THX is a trademark of THX Limited. All rights reserved.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
I'm Dave DiNatale. Browns finished up OTAs for the week earlier today in Berea. Running back Trent Richardson still out of action because of that strained muscle in his shin. He says it's no big deal. We'll find out next week. The Browns will start a three-day mini camp on Tuesday. Indians looking to make it two wins in a row tonight. They'll finish up their series with the Reds. First pitch 7:05. Scott Kazmir gets a start. In NBA playoff basketball tonight on KNR, it's the Pacers and the Heat. Our coverage will tip off at 8:30. Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Dave DiNatale.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's a pleasure to have you hanging out with us on this football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you. And we have a chance, as we do pretty regularly on the show, to sit down with some key players. Our own Jameer Howerton does so. Today, he sits down with third-round draft pick Leon McFadden. Take it away, Jameer.
Leon, OTAs have been in full swing. You've been working with the veterans. Just talk about the pace of the game now.
Oh, the pace is, you know, very up-tempo, you know, from coming from college to the NFL. Getting a hold of the playbook, you know, learning the different formations and learning the whole scheme of the defense is the biggest thing right now, just getting my head in the playbook.
How many hours have you been spending in the playbook?
You know, I can't even tell you the amount of hours, but I know once I leave here, I'm still in the playbook, and I try to, you know, get away from it, get my mind, you know, a rest, but, you know, just learning is what my main thing.
Are there any challenges at all of you, what you're finding with learning the playbook?
No, you know, you just have to really listen to the whole call, you know, I can't just go off of one thing and go off of it, you know, sometimes I'll be, a corner over or, you know, staying on my side, so that's, you know, the main thing I'm learning.
What do you like about this defense?
You attack from everywhere. I mean, the defense is a special defense, I should say. You know, I came from a 5-DB defense, and now I'm going back down to 4, I mean, except when we go in nickel, but, you know, something new, and I enjoy it.
With being around all the veterans, what are you learning from the likes of Joe Hayden, T.J. Ward, and other cornerbacks?
The work ethic. You know, it's everybody's, you know, the best of the best out here competing at the highest level, and that, what more could you ask for to be in a competitive atmosphere?
As far as your physical state and just mentally learning the playbook, do you feel like you're coming along well and you're where you want to be?
Yeah, I'm definitely coming along with, trying to narrow down on the mental errors so I can go out there and just play. So off the field, I can learn it, and when I get on the field, I can just, you know, go out there and play.
Draft weekend, a lot was talked about you coming in as a rookie in that starting position. What's been your mindset today?
Today, you know, my whole mindset is going out there and to compete. You know, everybody's competing for that starting spot. And then when the time comes, you know, we'll see who's playing in it.
Talk about this team chemistry. What's it been like just bonding with the other rookies?
Oh, you know, it's fun. You know, we're all at the hotel. You know, we're all hanging out with each other, getting to know one another very well because we came in together. And, you know, we're all building relationships with one another.
We talked about the pace of the game, but now that you're not in school, you don't have classes to worry about, you don't have to worry about those papers getting done, do you find yourself having more time?
Yeah, you know, you find yourself having more time, but now as us, you know, all of us rookies, we're learning that playbook. So, you know, still studying. So we're enjoying that.
Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate
you.
All right. Take care.
All right. You get that air horn blown in the background. Give you that feel for what is going on out in the practice field in Berea. And we thank you, Jameer Howerton. We thank you, Leon McFadden, the third-round pick from San Diego State, the candidate to look at, one of a few, but certainly a guy that I think will get many, many looks at that corner position starting opposite Joe Hayden. We'll see how that works out. But he has been impressive so far and what we've seen in these drills. All right, next, we're going to take a national view of this Browns team from one of the top NFL writers in the country. He works for CBSSports.com. He was out here in Berea last week, and he's going to join us next. His name is Clark Judge. As you listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty's Memorial Day event has been extended. Save thousands with deals like 0% financing for 60 months, plus no payments for 90 days on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or lease the best-selling Ford Escape for only $169 a month. That's only $169 for a new Escape. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Simplify and save this spring at Rebel Wireless. Hashtag Rebel Saves.
Yoga? I don't know how you do it. It's all about clearing your mind. Impossible. Between picking up the kids, what color to paint the hallway, when my mother-in-law is coming, and where did I put the other shoe to that really, really cute pair that I love? And oh, the bills.
You need to free yourself. Start with your wireless bill.
But I have
switched to Rebel Wireless.
Rebel?
As in nationwide, unlimited everything, no contract, save me a ton of money, Rebel Wireless.
That sounds relaxing.
Uh-huh. It's everything I want from wireless without the big bill.
Everything?
And now I save over $50 a month.
Wow, but I love my
phone. Rebel has all the latest smartphones for great prices that do everything your overpriced one does.
Wow, I'm feeling more limber already.
Free is in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with the new Rebel smartphone purchase and activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
The Cleveland Browns Fan Kickoff Concert, starring Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi joins forces with the Cleveland Browns to launch their 2013 season, Sunday, July 14th, starting at 4 p.m. at First Energy Stadium, featuring a special performance from Michael Stanley and the Resonators. Plus appearances by Cleveland Browns and alumni, a pre-show Browns Fan Fest, and more. Tickets are on sale Monday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. For details, visit clevelandbrowns.com.
It's back. The Dave Walter Volkswagen Sign Then Drive Sales Event. For a limited time, get zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment on any new 2013 Volkswagen from Dave Walter. Combine that with super low lease payments like only $199 a month for a new 2013 Jetta S, and you've got unbeatable Dave Walter savings. Plus, many other outstanding deals you can see now at DaveWalterVW.com. The Sign Then Drive Sales Event, now through May 31st. For VW, see DW, Dave Walter VW, on West Exchange in Akron.
Advise only to the details.
Oh yeah, some Gap Band. I like that. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, taking care of the music. And Browns fans unite, because season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or please call 440-824-3434. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. We go to the Rebel Wireless hotline now to bring in our good friend from CBSSports.com, covers the NFL, does a great job of it, Clark Judge. Clark, you were here last week watching OTA practices and wanted to first get your thoughts, big picture, on what you saw from this Browns team.
Well, you have to like what's going on, Vic, only because it's change, you know, and change can be good. And they certainly needed to change from what's been going on there in recent years. The club has a tough time winning ball games. I think they have a tough time moving forward. They have a tough time competing in that division. So you look at that ball club, and it's in the throes of change. I mean, not just the coaching staff and administration, but the roster as well. So I was watching Barkevious Mingo with you. I thought he looked pretty good. Actually, I thought Whedon looked pretty good. When you and I were watching him, we were talking about how well he throws deep. He looked pretty good, but it's May. I mean, so I can't form too many opinions there. I have some concerns about the secondary. I also have some concerns about the division they're in. There are three very strong teams in that division, and I think if Cleveland Browns are looking for this team to rise up this year and compete with them, I think they're going to be disappointed. That said, I think the Browns are at least have a foundation in place that they can build on. Now, the question is, do they draft right? You know, do they make the right personnel decisions, trades, that sort of thing? That remains to be seen.
And you made the point about change, Clark, and change comes when you're having sustained struggle, which is what this team
right.
has had. And too many seasons of four wins or five wins, But change for change's sake isn't really the answer. The answer is how do you get better? As you look at this club and as you've observed the Browns over a period of time, what are the areas that you need to see to believe that this change can be meaningful and make an impact?
Well, let's start with the quarterback. I need to see somebody who can hold the job there for longer than a year or 2 years. He's got to have playmakers on the outside. I think you've got a guy who can run the ball in Trent Richardson, but do you have the guys who can catch it on the outside? I want to see some. If you think you've got a franchise quarterback, and I don't know that you do, and I don't think anyone there does either, but if you have a quarterback you believe in, you better give him some wide receivers he can believe in. And I haven't seen that for a long time there, and that's what always bothered me. Going back, you know, to when Colt McCoy was there, and they had a nice run a couple years ago where they beat New Orleans, and then they were defending Super Bowl champion, and they beat New England, you know, and then he took the Jets to overtime. I thought, boy, I think Colt McCoy may make something of himself. And then he got hurt, and he wasn't the same again. And I always felt that you never could really get a gauge on how good or bad he was until you gave him some receivers on the outside, and unfortunately they never did. And you bring a point about change, and you're absolutely right. I mean, the best franchises don't change overnight. They don't change every 2 or 3 years. You can't win that way by blowing things up. And just because you have a losing season or two losing seasons doesn't mean that everyone goes out the door. And unfortunately, that's been too often the case, I think, in Cleveland. And maybe you have some people in there now, and I'd start with Joe Banner, who might be the beginnings of something different, only because he came from an organization that was stable, did not change things like we change channels on the TV. He didn't do that. They stayed pretty much intact for many, many years in Philadelphia. They had a lot of success there. I think if you can repeat that, you can have success here, but you've got to have success on the field as well as off, because if you don't, then there's going to be that thought by the owner or ownership that we should change people and bring in somebody different just because that'll be good, right? Not necessarily, and that's been demonstrated in Cleveland. But again, I think it starts with the quarterback. You look at, you know, his outside receivers, the offensive line's fine. I question the secondary, especially when you're playing in a division with Flacco and Roethlisberger and Andy Dalton. I mean, I think you've got to find a secondary that can stop some people. But more importantly, I kind of worry about putting points on the board.
Yeah, and so you hit that point, and obviously the quarterback play has to improve there. Those receivers have to be dynamic and make plays. But most of the faith in how this is going to come together, besides players playing better, besides people like Josh Gordon performing better in year two and Greg Little performing better in year three of their careers, you mentioned Trent Richardson, it's the presence of North Turner and Rob Chudzinski, right? That whole offensive plan to bring more explosiveness here. You've followed Turner's career closely. You know a lot about Chud. Your thoughts on how you can see them implementing that sort of impact again right away?
Well, I think the best thing that Rob Chudzinski did was to bring in North Turner as an offensive coordinator. He's a quarterback's best friend. I've seen him and known him for years, and he's a guy that Troy Aikman believed in so much that he had him introduce him at the Hall of Fame. He's a quarterback maker, and if Brandon Whedon's going to have a chance, he's going to have a chance with Norv Turner. And when I spent some time with Norv, they're just kicking things around. I mean, his initial reaction was, yeah, you know, I like this guy. I mean, I think he can do some things well. We have to fit our offense to his talents. And you look at, you know, you watch this guy throw the deep ball. He's a very accurate deep thrower. And again, I think when we were standing there that day when I was with you, Vic, you drew my attention to it. Then I started watching it, and it was something he pointed out. Now, something Brandon Whedon and Noor both pointed out was footwork. That's something they're working on right now. But I think if Whedon's got a chance, and basically I think he's got 1 year to prove himself here, he's got a chance with Norv Turner. And Norv's had a lot of success as an offensive coordinator in different places. And I go back to San Francisco in 2006 when he was in Alex Smith's second year. Alex Smith was a bust his first year. He had like one touchdown, 11 interceptions, and people were wondering in San Francisco, what did we do wrong here? They bring in Norv Turner, and he suddenly gets him to look like a credible quarterback. I mean, he was, I think, 7-9 that year, 16 touchdowns, 16 interceptions, but he suddenly looked like the quarterback that San Francisco had in mind when they made him the first pick of the 2005 draft. At least you could see that. You go, well, he doesn't look like a star yet, but at least he there's something there. And then once Norv left, he regressed, and he didn't come around until Jim Harbaugh got there. So I think he can have that impact on quarterbacks, whether he has the same impact on Brandon Whedon, I don't know. But at least it's encouraging, and Weed knows all about it because I spent some time with him talking about, are you aware what this guy can do? And he goes, yeah, he's my best opportunity.
And those who might have some discomfort over the idea of, here we go again with a first-year head coach. Mm-hmm. They went through two seasons with Pat Shurmur. Now Rob Chudzinski shows up as a first-time head coach. Those who might be a little squeamish about that, I would think have to be comforted by the fact that, number one, North Turner is here along with Ray Horton. Number two, that Rob Chudzinski was able to attract them, that those two guys felt comfortable enough in their own right as elite coordinators to pick, you know, this staff to join because of what they see in Chud. I mean, I think that's a point that maybe doesn't get made enough, is that you could take these jobs, but you don't take them just to take them. You take them because you like the guy. It's not even about like. It's you trust that you're going into a good situation with the head man.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, you look at Ray Horton. He's a guy who's on the fast track, I think, to being a head coach. I mean, he's going to be a head coach someday, and you look at him and say, hey, he's with the Cleveland Browns. I mean, so is he going to vault from defense coordinator there to a head coach? Well, you got to have some success, and obviously he's there because he believes in something, and he must believe in the players there, the head coach there, the system there, and must believe he's got an opportunity, and I think he does. I mean, I think there's some people there on the defensive side of the ball you find are attractive, and you say, you know what, I think I can win with these guys. But I look at Norv, he's been a head coach at places. I don't care what people want to say about him. He's a terrific play caller. He's had some success as a head coach. He did a lot of good things with Phillip Rivers, and I mentioned the Alex Smith situation. We can go back to Brad Johnson, mm-hmm. Trent Green. I mean, also Troy Aikman, a lot of examples. But Chudzinski is another guy I would mention, just since we were sort of segueing here into you know, some talk about him as well. I thought he did a remarkable job down in Carolina. I really did. I mean, and you look at some of the people they had there, and you know, honestly, I'll start with the quarterback. When he came out, I was cynical and jaded, and I thought, I would never have this guy on my team. I think he's too much about me and not about the team. I still feel somewhat that way, but I thought, you can't win with him. Well, they didn't win with him, but he had an awful lot of success with him, and he tailored that offense to suit his strengths, and that showed me something about what was going on there. And, you know, Rob certainly has got a history of Norv in San Diego. Mm-hmm. He knows that area in Cleveland. He knows what people are going through. He's been there before. He's coached there, and he knows what people are feeling. So, yeah, he knows you guys are saying, yeah, here we go again. But I think you've got at least people there that you can trust and believe in because they've got the resume and they've got the pedigree.
Yeah, and the point you made about the work that Chud did with Cam Newton in Carolina is huge, because he was ahead of the curve with that, too, working in all read option, right, and that pistol stuff.
No kidding. I mean, and he did there what Washington did with RG3, but Washington looked at that and said, hey, if they can do that, so can we. Basically, he just turned the book back and said, we're going to do what you were doing at Auburn. We're going to suit our offense to your talents. And it worked. And then we're going to evolve and make you into a pro quarterback. But right off the bat, we're going to have you doing the stuff that you're really comfortable with. And I thought it was a great idea, and it did work. They didn't have a lot of success in terms of wins and losses, but their defense was horrible. But he put a lot of points and a lot of yards on the touchdowns on the board. Did the same thing with RG3, but you're right. I mean, that's just an example of what he can and has done.
Clark Judge from CBSSports.com joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Clark, you had a chance to sit down with Joe Banner, the Browns CEO, for a lengthy one-on-one conversation, and you went pretty deep with him in terms of his thoughts, big picture, small picture, whatever, on how this Browns team is going to get back into contention. Give me your biggest takeaway from that conversation.
Well, I just think he's got the right idea in terms of it's not going to happen overnight. I mean, he's the guy that's not going to say, listen, you know, we're going to put out a team this year that's going to challenge Baltimore and it's going to challenge Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. No, he says, but we're going to get this thing straight. And it's a plan that's going to be in place for, you know, 3-5 years, whatever, but we're paying attention to that. We're not paying attention to the quick fix. And I think a lot of people, and especially some people in the past in Cleveland, have gone for the quick fix, and his point is, no, that's not what we're interested in. We're interested in building something here. And they did that in Philadelphia. And that's why I guess I trust him, whereas, you know, you hear this in other places, you go, I don't know, let's just see it work, because it did work in Philadelphia. Now, they had a different coach. They had a quarterback in place, Donovan McNabb, but keep in mind, when they drafted him 99, I mean, they weren't very good then, but you could see suddenly things coming together. But it wasn't a quarterback they got rid of after 1 year. They let him go and said, okay, you know, we can see, because he played the second half that year, we can see there's something here. We'll make him the starter next year. And they did, and they went to the playoffs. And then they went to conference championship game after conference championship game after conference championship game. Went to four straight, went to Super Bowl, five conference championship games in 8 years. Really a nice run of success, but stability. Joe handled, I thought, the financial side well. I mean, they basically kind of, I thought they were very creative in terms of they approached players early in their contracts and said, well, we're going to identify the players we think we can build around. We'll give them long-term deals. Certainly, it's got to be at some kind of savings to us, but it's going to be a good deal for them because it puts a lot of money in their pocket immediately, and it gives them a long-term deal, and there's a guarantee of continuity here. And I thought they had the right thing, the right idea in mind, and it worked for a long time. And then they suddenly sort of got away from that, and you saw what happened. The whole thing blew up. But Joe's got a good reputation in and around Philadelphia. And as I said, they were successful there because of him, and especially because of Andy Reid and the players they had on the field. But I think coming away from that, I just felt like this is not a guy who's going to panic. This is not a guy who's going to say, we need to sit this guy down, we need to do this, because he's not interested in trying to go for that quick hit. He thinks that team will be successful and competitive within a year. And that's interesting to me because I don't know. I mean, I've heard that before. I don't know it can happen, but it did happen in Philadelphia. And that was my point to him. He turned it around in 2 years there when Andy got in there. Can you do it here? Yes, we can. Do you have the quarterback like McNabb? I don't know that. And I think that's a fair answer. I don't know it either. But until or unless you get that guy, I don't know that you can continue that conversation.
Yeah, that's the hard part of this. That's the X factor in all of this discussion is what's going to happen at quarterback. But based on everything else you've heard and seen in terms of what has been put in place on the defensive side and other components, and you know the rest of this division. I know you spent some time recently with the Baltimore Ravens, the defending Super Bowl champs. Do you see something in the way of a plan with the Browns that should give Browns fans, the Brown faithful, faith that they can close this gap in the near future?
Yeah, I mean, I think, as I said, there's seems to be a commitment to a fixed plan. There seems to be. And as I said, I know you've heard that before, but you've got a guy here now who's done that. You've got a guy who hasn't pushed the panic button. You've got a guy here who's been in place, in one place, for many, many, many years. And he's running this operation as he did that. He knows what works. And typically what you get are guys who know what worked from where they've been. And, you know, unfortunately, if you're a guy like Eric Mangini, you don't have Tom Brady, well, you're in trouble, you know, because a lot of those guys who come from New England, and I'm talking about, you know, Eric, for instance, Charlie Weiss, when he went elsewhere, Scott Pioli, if you don't have number 12, I don't care if it's Bill Belichick's system.
Right.
You're going to have trouble. Bill Belichick's going to have trouble without Tom Brady. So you look at what Banner did, and they had success mostly with McNabb, but they had success without him as well. And there is a plan that worked there that should work elsewhere because he's the guy who helped put it in place along with Andy. I mean, Andy was huge there in terms of his involvement, but so was Joe. And you know, as they sort of drifted in their own direction as the time went on, I think you saw that team drifting as well. And they've moved for the right reasons. They both need to be re-energized. I think that's one thing I took from Joe, too. I see a spark there. Or maybe there wasn't in the last couple of years in Philadelphia. Those guys, honestly, when you're there for 14, 16 years, whatever it is, you know, it's probably time to move on, Vic. And I think you and I, again, were talking about this. I do believe in that mantra that 10 years for a head coach, time to move on. 10 years should be a max. You can't sign a contract beyond 10 years. And I saw it with Andy. I just thought he lost some of the spark there. I thought Jeff Fisher did the same thing in Tennessee. Probably should. Bill Walsh left after 10 years in San Francisco for the right reasons. I mean, you just kind of get burned out.
Yeah, coaches, GMs, yeah, you hear the same thing. Clark, this was tremendous as always. We appreciate you taking the time. We look forward to catching up with you down the line.
It was great to see you out there, Vic. Thank you.
All right. He is Clark Judge from CBSSports.com. Joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we have more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has special event pricing on their huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, like 0% financing on certified Fords. That's 0% plus 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, multi-point inspection, and more. Liberty is open Sunday from 11 to 4. Hurry in and save today. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Stop running around. Discount Drug Mart West Valley Plaza is now open at the corner of Marks Road and Route 303 in Brunswick Hills. That's right, Discount Drug Mart is now in your neighborhood, saving you the runaround on health and beauty, groceries, frozen foods, fresh produce, fresh meat and deli, cold beer, fine wines, greeting cards, DVD rentals, and much, much more. Plus, save on generic prescriptions starting at just $1.99. Stop in today at the new Discount Drug Mart West Valley Plaza at the corner of Marks Road and Route 303. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Whether you live in a condo, a one-story or a two-story house, what's inside is important and needs to be protected. With Alarm Force, you get no charge live two-way voice, installation, activation, and warranty, and only $25 a month for monitoring. And you can get an alarm system even if you don't have a home phone line.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Why should men shop at TJ Maxx and Marshalls? One, you can get all the awesome brand names. Two, you can get them for less than department stores, and that's awesome. Three, you'll look stylish and awesome. Four, she'll think you look awesome. Five, you'll actually be awesome, which is awesome. So head to TJ Maxx and Marshalls and get all the awesome brands for men. Two stores, two awesome ways to score. Find a store near you at awesomeforless.com.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Okay, so with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way points on this purchase, your total is $12.32. Great, here you go. And would you please just send me an e-receipt? Sure thing. Thanks, and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at shopyourway.com. Subject to full program terms, available at shopyourway.com.
Your Akron Arrows are home tonight at Canal Park at 7:05 as they wrap up a three-game series against the Harrisburg Senators, the AA affiliates of the Washington Nationals. Tonight is an Ohio Lottery Buck Up Thirsty Thursday. Join us for dollar fountain drinks and drafts all night long. Plus, it's Bike Night, presented by Rubber City Harley-Davidson. There'll be an in-park poker run and lots of hogs on display. Great seats start at just $5. Call 800-97-ARROWS or visit online at akronarrows.com for more information. Akron Arrows Baseball, it's a whole new ball game.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, let's go to the social media sites of the Browns, and of this show, by the way, you can send your comments and questions to at Browns_daily on Twitter, and directly to me at VICCARUCCI, and many of you do. When I put those call-outs out there on Twitter, you respond. I like that. Keep coming with that. And our email address, daily@clevelandbrowns.com, by the way. One more way, too, if you want your voice heard on this show, the voicemail line is 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Randy from Twitter says, excluding Brandon Whedon, what player has to have a big impact this year in order for us to have a good, if not winning, season? It's a great question, but I think it's pretty obvious. I think it's got to be Paul Kruger if you want to single out a guy. And I'm not comfortable singling out a guy because it's possible for Whedon to play well, and it's possible for whatever we define well as, but better than last year, more touchdowns and interceptions, the yards, all that. But Kruger could rack up some sacks. And again, it isn't all about one guy getting the sacks in the defense. You know, is it going to give up big plays? So collectively, what I want to say is, with Kruger leading the way, the defense being all that we think it can be and forcing turnovers and making big plays. It can't just be the sheer numbers as far as an impact, but that would be the starting point. And the real Jaker from Twitter says, which undrafted free agent has the best chance to make the team? I'm going to go with the kicker, Brandon Bogutay. I think he'd be my early pick. It's so hard, though, to make that choice now during OTAs, but I don't want to cop out on the answer. I want to give you an answer, so I'm gonna go with the kicker. I just think that's the safest way to look at it now. But there are some other undrafted free agents who've caught my eye. I just want to see if they're still catching my eye when training camp starts in late July and pads are on for some of the workouts, and we see how everybody deals with that. We want to thank Jim Donovan for being part of this show. We certainly want to thank Clark Judge, and we want to thank Leon McFadden and Jameer Howerton. I want to thank Lauren Whitaker, Jill Meadows for all their great work, our content crew, our video staff and audio staff, Drew Davidson and Sal LaFada. Thank you guys, Drew Boatner. I want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, and tell you to stay tuned for Sports Cleveland Sports Night. We'll be back with you tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.